פרק ה', סעיף י"ד, בחינה באוכל שאינה גדולי קרקע. To go into toichen with food which is not grown. י"ד, מותר לחתוך אוכל, one's allowed to go and cut food שאינה מגדולי קרקע, which does not grow. כגון, the person's got בשר מבושל. He's got בשר, which is meat, which has been cooked, or tzli, or has been roasted, or beitza, he's got egg, or gvina kosha, hard cheese, the chatichot katanot, to cut it into small pieces, ve'en b'zeh isa teichon. We take on that isa teichon is not said by things which were not grown. So anything which is not grown, he says, meat, or you've got egg, or hard cheese, all these things don't have a problem from teichon all together. In the footnote, he does say, if it is raw meat and you want to put it before animals, then it does have a problem since they can't eat it without it. So if tes vav, heta zeh shal tchina oichol she'en gdule kakal loy nema, ba'oifen she'mishtamesh pekeli ha'myuchat letchina kagoy pompiya. He said that this heter, which we said, there's no issa from teichon, with something which is not grown, that's if we're discussing the issa from teichon. But if you do it with a pumpiya, with a grinder, a grater, then we're not allowed. Why? Because even if it's not a problem from teichon, we learned it's considered uvda dechoil. It's like you're doing something which one uses only on chol. It's zilusa de Shabbos. You're making Shabbos light. So Chazal don't allow you to use it with a kli, which is specially made for grinding, like a grater, even though there's no problem from grinding egg on Shabbos, but one should not use a grater. That means it comes out like this, that a person wants to go and mash down egg on Shabbos, he should not do it with a grater. Even though there's no problem from tchina, if we take a fork and mash it down, there's no problem to mash down egg on Shabbos, but he's not allowed to use a grater for it. In the fourth note, he says, there's a machlokes rishonim, how we consider pitriot. Pitriot is mushrooms. Do we consider mushroom gidule kake grows on the ground, or do we not consider it growing on the ground? The gabe hilchos trumas umaisas we take on. It's how we take on. So the shaila is, what do we take on? Legabe hilchas tchina, do we take on it's considered like something which grows on the ground or not? So if so, since it is a machlokes rishonim legabe other halachos, also legabe tchina, one should take on the stringent and not to go and crush down or to cut into small pieces any sort of mushroom. But if the mushrooms were cooked, and we already said before, something which is cooked, if it comes very soft, then it won't be a problem altogether. But if it is not soft, you've got a problem from tchina with mushrooms. Perek hay to if test zayin. We are now discussing tchina grinding with a shinui. Test zayin. Ein lishchok tavlinim b'shabbos. A person should not go and grind tavlinim on Shabbos. Tavlinim is spices on Shabbos. Vaha shochek tavlinim the kli am yuchad lekach. A person who grinds spices with the normal kli which is made for grinding with. Oiva is a toyo. Is oiva an isa min atoyo. The person goes and grinds with the normal kli which is made for grinding. Then he's oiva an isa min hatoyo. If yod zayin omnom, but im shoychek es a tavlin, if he goes and grinds the tavlin, the spices, shloi be kli hamyuchat lekach, without the kli which is made for it, ela the kat hasakim, with the handle from a knife. A handle from a knife is not usually used to go and grind with it. If a person who grinds it with the handle of the knife, it's considered a shinui. Where you're doing it on, you're doing al gabit tzelachat on a plate, or al gabei shulchan, or doing it on the table, hare ze mutar, allowed. So if yod chet, af shenizba'er la'el, even though we learned before, she'en l'rasek perot, person should, is not allowed to go and mash down fruit, same thing as vegetable, mishum isa feichen. If it's because of the isa from feichen, mikol makam, even so, im oisa zois, the shinui, if he did it with a shinui, kagoyin shemarasek the kat hasakin, he goes and mashes down with the handle of the knife, oi the kat, or he does it with a spoon, hari the mutar. I mean, he's telling us, but if a person wants to mash down, he can also do that with a shinui. What is the shinui? He says a shinui could be if he does it with a handle of a knife. So he adds on, there's another shinui. If you do it with a spoon, if a person doesn't usually mash down with even the front part of the spoon. A person doesn't usually mash altogether with a spoon. A person mashes down usually with maybe a knife, maybe a fork, but not with a spoon. If a person was mashed down with a spoon, it is also considered a shinui. Aval, but if you soak banana or avocado, a person goes and mashes down banana or avocado, the shinui hamazleg with the normal shinaim from the fork. Einoi nechshav shinui, that's not a shinui. Har is the author. It is also to do it. Person's not allowed to go and mash down with a fork. He's only allowed to mash down with a shinui. What is a shinui? With a handle of a knife or with a spoon.